The federal government is investing more than $1 million in three projects to help protect Lake Simcoe for years to come. Dignitaries gathered at the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority in Newmarket earlier this week for the announcement, with funding going to help reduce phosphorus runoff potentially damaging the lake. The funding is being split between the Conservation Authority, the Holland Marsh Growers Association and McGill University, all working on projects to reduce harmful phosphorus loads in the lake. Aurora Oak Ridge's Richmond Hill MP Leah Taylor Roy said protecting the lake is vitally important. "We're at a juncture right now where a lot of the world, conservation and the green space, is looked at as superfluous. We shouldn't be funding this kind of thing right now. We don't have the money, it's not important," Taylor Roy quoted. "There's never been in a time where it's more important. Our freshwater, we have a gift. We have a treasure here, and if we don't really value it properly and protect it, we're making a huge mistake." The funding comes as part of Canada's Freshwater Action Plan, offering up $650 million over 10 years to support monitoring and restoration work in freshwater bodies. The funding received for Lake Simcoe will be worked into the Lake Simcoe Freshwater Ecosystem Initiative, a targeted federal initiative to protect the lake. The Holland Marsh Growers Association will receive $469,570 to reduce phosphorus loads to Lake Simcoe by promoting sustainable farming practices. McGill University will receive $412,700 to demonstrate and elevate best management practices to reduce phosphorus runoff from urban and agricultural sources in the watershed. Finally, the Conservation Authority will also receive $412,700 to reduce phosphorus loads to Lake Simcoe by prioritizing agricultural best practices and assessing their effectiveness under climate change. Holland Marsh Growers Association Executive Director Jody Mott said it is a really exciting announcement for farmers. "We've learned that once we can show the farmers our practices and what works and what doesn't work, they will then adapt their practices," she said. Phosphorus runoff has long been a concern for the lake. Excessive phosphorus from human activity and developed areas has caused damage to the lake's ecosystem, creating more aquatic plant and algae growth and harming water quality and fish in the lake. Bradford West Gwillimbury Councillor and Conservation Ontario Vice Chair Jonathan Scott said conservation authorities do important, vital work to protect areas like Lake Simcoe. "Many of us around the table have been advocating for the Freshwater Action Fund and funding to come into this particular watershed to protect the lake, and we're thrilled to be here," he said. "This is the first step, I hope of many, to protect the lake, to support agriculture, to support our environment and our water. Hopefully, this is the start of a lot more funding announcements to protect the lake."